Mexico's Catholic clergy, increasingly caught in the middle of the nation's drug war, are meeting this week to draft a strategy for coping with the violence. They're aided by advice from colleagues who faced similar threats in Colombia and Italy. The council plans to release a report later this week with recommendations for priests and parishioners in drug hotspots. Church officials say threats received by clergy have included notes and telephone calls following sermons against drug use and trafficking. Alejandro Bermudez is the director of Catholic News Agency. He says clergy may pay a price for speaking out against the increasingly violent drug trade.
The fight is becoming far more, is becoming more and more bloody and ferocious and sociopaths. Some of the priests that have been killed because they have been strong in denouncing the consequences of drug trafficking in their own towns and parishes. Either the priests decide to just, do not mention, do not confront the problem of drug trafficking, or they decide to engage in a massive denunciation of this to try to move the population, the authorities, and the army to actually rein and put an end to drug trafficking. Now, that is very hard, but Colombia has demonstrated that it is possible, and they know what it will mean to make that decision. They know that until their plight is successful, some of them are going to pay the price.